Simon Johnson is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He also used to be economic counselor for the International Monetary Fund. Johnson is an expert on economic crises and how international cooperation can help solve them. So, Simon Johnson, the G7 is meeting in Washington today. What took so long for these guys to get together at the international level in an official meeting to talk about this crisis? I mean, we should also add that this is not an emergency meeting. It's a regularly scheduled annual meeting.
That's right. And they don't generally hold emergency meetings except when they're totally convinced it's an emergency. And they're not absolutely sure. I think the situation's very serious. The G7 is kind of umming and ahhing a little bit on that. Some of them think they've done a lot already. Some of them think they haven't. I would stress they do talk a lot ordinarily. Just because they're not meeting in person doesn't mean they're not in everyday contact when they want to be. But they don't really feel it's that urgent. I think that's part of the problem right now.
Right. But if it's a global system, why do we, the people out here in Radioland, hear about this crisis being dealt with everywhere at the national level?
Well, that's a very good question. It is unfortunately the case that all the meaningful crisis intervention instruments for the major industrial countries, such as what central banks can do, what Minister of Finance can do, interest rates or providing various kinds of backstop support for banks, those are all in national hands. There are international instruments, for example, in the form of the IMF, but they're quite small relative to the G7 countries. So the IMF has available ready money, if you like, but somewhere between $200 and $300 billion, which is a substantial amount of money, but it would only be enough to bail out two Icelands at this point.
It's funny you put it that way. I mean, corporations have been globalizing over the past few decades. It sounds like international institutions like the World Bank and the IMF and the international community as a whole maybe not have been keeping pace with that globalization. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's obviously right. People are uncomfortable with the role of the IMF and the World Bank, perhaps a little bit less so, after the end of the Bretton Woods fixed exchange rate system. And they never really modernized those institutions. They didn't scale them up along with the increase in the global financial system, for example. And as a result, that's part of the issue. Now, I would emphasize, though, I do think that a very big part of the solution lies in national hands appropriately right now. A bit of coordination, a bit of joint action would be good. But I don't think that the lack of a really sizable global organization to handle these things is necessarily the biggest problem on our agenda right now. The biggest problem is the G7 haven't completely got their minds around the severity of the crisis. And as a result, as far as we know, they haven't really reached a consensus on the sort of broad, decisive measures you'd need to end at least this part of the crisis.
In a way, it sounds like what you're saying, Professor Johnson, if I read between the lines, is that it'd be nice to have a global rescue system, but it's not necessary at this point?
I hope it's not necessary because we don't have one. I think you can do a lot at the level of the G7 and their close allies and similar economies acting in tandem, let's say. They actually don't like the word coordination for various reasons, but let's say acting in a way that's mutually consistent. That would do a huge amount to stop the rout, I mean, to really pull us out of this nosedive that we're in right now. I would emphasize that it's not a panacea. If we can stabilize the situation, doesn't mean that we're going to avoid a big, nasty recession or there aren't going to be big knock-on problems for emerging markets and developing countries. I'm afraid there are still some considerable problems ahead, even in the best-case scenario right now.
And if they don't come up with some solution, do you think that kind of calls into question the whole raison d'etre of the G7, as one market analyst said?
Yes, I think it would, actually. I think that's putting it quite well. I don't think they will completely blow it. I don't think they'll come up with zero. I think they will eventually find a way to at least stabilize the situation. They've got two full days over the weekend to really ratchet things up a bit. And so I'm a little bit optimistic they'll have something for us by the time, let's say, the Tokyo market opens on Sunday evening.
Okay, the world will be watching. Simon Johnson is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He's also a professor at MIT Sloan School of Management. Thanks very much.
Thank you.